I have no idea if anyone can even hear me right now or listen to me, but I'm just going to keep going and we'll see. That is so sad. This next song is my favorite song of all time, First Day of My Life by the Bright Eyes. It reminds me of the start of the year and a new beginning.
Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. And I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed, you felt as if you just woke up. And you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you. And I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, with these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time is different. I mean, I really think you like me.
Hey Hi everyone. So I am recording this on my own laptop because this is not working, which is devastating because this is my lovely last show, but we will persist. This next song is one I played on my very first show here. It meant the world to me then, and it means the world to me now. As We Are Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes. To me, the song signals a start, the promise of friendship to others, and the overall message that there is someone out there who will love you unconditionally in the name of good friends. Let's listen.
Fall is here, here we go, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and wives. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we run through the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our head against the wall. Teacher marks our head against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
So that was the end of our first section, the section about new. This next word is almost. For most of October and November of this past year, I felt like I was reaching for something. I felt like I was almost there. I was almost happy. I was almost feeling like this place could be my home. It was a hard transition to have, and I just was kind of waiting. I was waiting for that one feeling of, this is where I'm meant to be. My dad always told me the story of how one day I'd be walking across the quad and it'd be a fall day, the leaves would swirl around my feet and I'd feel that feeling that I'm at college, that this is where I'm meant to be. I've been waiting for that moment still, and it happened once and I hope it happens again. So this first song is This Eve of Parting by John Hartford. Let's start.
It's hard to think this eve of parting turns to sand of summer gone, when both our minds are warped with parting, break the thought of nights alone. Maybe I should turn in silence, tell myself I didn't care. Curse the thought of your existence, loving every flaxen hair. Flesh cries out, don't
give, don't leave me. Conscious rules, fill out a breath. Sunrise pregnant with your leaving. Certain death. The pattern of the bird of love that's wheeling on its dizzy way. Tears me down to basic sorrow, useless for another day. It's hard to think this evil parting turns to sand of summer gone. When both our minds are warped with parting, break the thought, nights alone. Flesh cries out, don't move, don't leave me. Conscience runs till out of breath. Sunrise pregnant with even certain death.
Chase the clouds away.
No show of mine would be complete without at least one Bruce Springsteen song. Our next song is Eventually by Tame Impala. I think this is really interesting music. It has that feeling of almost. It is almost rock. It's almost indie. It's almost everything you think it might be. Standing at the show, I got to go to the concert of Tame Impala. It was fascinating. I got to see so many people of all ages appreciating this song. It changes tune, it changes beat, it changes rhythm. That really represented for me my time of almost. So much change and so much difference and me just waiting there and finding that I was the only person that could make those changes to take myself from almost to here. So let's listen to this next song before we venture into our next phase.
Thank you.
Now we're on to our next word, the third one out of five, where. After December, I felt rooted here. I felt grounded. I had made a home. Walking in and out of my dorm out of McKean felt natural and normal. Eating at Upper, of all places, felt like coming home in the evenings. Then I went back home. I readjusted in my space. I got back in my routine. I had dinner with my parents every night. I talked to them about Jeopardy and rock and roll and all that good stuff I loved then. And I kind of went back. Then I realized when I was driving back up here after a long winter break that I was excited. I wanted to see my friends. I wanted to live on my own again. I wanted to experience everything I could here. That's where I was wondering, where do I belong? Where is my home now? These next songs are about my where. Going through changes here, and there's no other song better for that than Changes by David Bowie.
It seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face it. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others perceive they come. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change, turn and face the strain.
Change,
yes.
I wanna be a rich man.
Changes are taking the
but I keep quiet. I'll complicate the most of the nature. Power's out, I can't turn the fan on. So can I call you tonight?
The next song on our roster is Nostalgic Feel by Bedroom. This song felt fitting because even though this year has been hard, it's been long, it's been arduous, it really is something I'll be nostalgic for. I've loved my time here. I genuinely do love Lafayette, and I'll definitely be nostalgic for this specific time. When you don't really know where you are yet, you're joining clubs, you're trying to figure out who to go to dinner with, who you can talk to in your dorm, just always say hi to the people standing next to you in the bathroom in your that you share with 38 other people. It's not a particularly perfect time in your life, but it's new. You grow. And it's where I am and where I was. So let's go on to this next song.
Thank you.
This is finally working. Thank goodness. I can't tell you how frustrating it was to be talking to myself, but I will still have an archive listed on the WJRH.org website under my show name, Camille Spiel. So our fourth word and our fourth phase of this year is here. Once I got back from second semester, I really felt like I had arrived at college. I felt like I was in a good place. I felt like I had made friends. I had created a community for myself. I had an idea of what I was doing here. I had more solidified my major, my classes, made some friends that kind of felt like it did in high school when I could just go up to someone and start talking and know them. I felt at home here, finally. I felt like I had arrived, and that almost I was talking about earlier was no longer. Our first song is I Love You So by The Walters.
Spend my time without her. Everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder. Giving me love and you are down and need another. I've gotta get away and let you go. I've gotta get over. But I love you so. I love you so. I love you so. I love you so. I'm gonna pack my things.
Our next song is The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, an incredible band with even a richer history. This song kind of reminds me of my time here in February and March. And we're having technical difficulties, because why would this show go well? Why would my last show go well? Oh, 1 second, everyone, as we struggle here yet again. There we go. Thank you. This next song is dedicated to my wonderful mom. Whenever we're together, we listen to it, and through this year, she's been really a grounding force in my life. She's the one I get my self-starterness from, the one that makes it so I can go out and achieve all I can and work towards a better day. She understands me, and I love her the most. This is Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Sir Elton John.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of
search myself, it's always somebody.
And now, my friends, we've reached our final song of the semester. My word for describing this song is grateful. I am unbelievably grateful for the year I've had here. I've grown so much as a human and developed socially, intellectually, emotionally. I owe so much that to having this radio platform, being able to speak my mind as I'd like to and truly live in the moment. There's a quote I'd like to share by Hugh Prather. And just when I think I've learned the way to live, life changes. And then a separate quote that I also found. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. This year was a new beginning. It was a year of incredible change, grief, sadness, hope, and just overall happiness. Even so, I'm still young. There's still a whole world out there, so much past College Hill, where I'm my West End hometown, and everyone and everything here. There's always going to be that feeling of what you're looking for. So with that said, here is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by the wonderful U2. I'll come and say goodbye real soon. Thank you. And there we have it, folks. Thank you so much for sticking with me this year. This show has really meant the... Sorry, I'm about to cry. This show has really meant the world to me. And I'm so grateful to have this space to share my thoughts, my hopes, my dreams, and everything every Sunday from 4 to 5. I'm excited to see you guys again on Camille Spiel and hear from you and get to build this radio show as much as I can. Thank you for listening. As always, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Have a great rest of your Sunday, friends.